Slide on in, adjust that sound. We got the groove that's going round. In our town where talent shines, chewing through is on the line. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. We're diving deep with the local crew. Stories untold, now take the stage. Turn the vibe up, let's engage. From the beats to the streets, they're speaking now. Light up the heart, showing why and how. Feels like a spotlight in the night sky. Local stars are rising, oh me, oh my. Yeah, we chew the scene, discussing all.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewy Doo Podcast. We are live on YouTube, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are not hallucinating. We are back on Facebook Live, and this thing came back with me. As you can see, yeah, he wanted to stay on YouTube, but you know, the high demand, they want us back on Facebook. But, but anyways, guys, episode 250. We're halfway there, dude.
Halfway like there, man.
Like Bon Jovi says, we're halfway there, 300.
And when we get to 300, it's going to be game over.
For him, maybe not for me.
One of us is going to leave town forever.
Bro, don't make promises you can't keep, bro. All right?
And the other one's still only going to have one day.
But anyways, guys, last week's episode with Freddie Honda was a great episode. I did manage to go out to get inked up.
You did,
actually,
dude.
On Saturday. And was going to do it on a Friday, but unfortunately, they couldn't do it. But on Saturday, I went early in the morning, and it got done.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Mr. Freddie Honda, man. Look at that.
Clean.
Another piece of art, dude. It looks amazing.
Yeah, dude.
I can't wait to see it when it's fully healed.
It felt amazing.
I'm sure it did. Yeah.
But enough about what's going on over the weekend. We got a special guest with us today on the podcast. We have Aaron Lopez, Mr. Sunny, in the podcast with us today.
What's going on? Oh my goodness!
Here we go, man. We've been waiting for this one for a while, man. I know. The last time we talked, it was like we're talking about that right now on the way in.
Like in May.
Yeah.
We set up a while ago.
Yeah, we're trying to get you in here. Like, you know what? Reached out, man. I want to get on a podcast. I go, well, yeah, we'll get you on, man. Let's go. And I know it was back in May when we did this appointment because I know you wanted a little earlier. I'm like, well, bro, you got to wait till late June.
Yeah, you're right now it's booked until like what, September now?
Yeah, now it's booked to September. Oh man,
crazy.
We got a lot of fun things happening in the next couple of weeks. But welcome to the Chewy Doo Podcast, bro.
Glad to be here,
In case we didn't mention that right off the jump, right. Like we should have.
My bad. But yeah, bro. I mean, we're talking about being interviewed. You've been interviewed before, but as you said, this is your first time going live.
First time live interview.
Oh my gosh.
We'll see how it goes.
But anyway.
Did it just get sexy?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys. We want to get down to the nitty-gritty with Aaron here. I got to say, before I can go on, I have to say, I'm sorry, dude. I got to say this. Aaron, it's been in my head all week.
I hear it all the time.
That's what you've been saving up for, dude.
I've been saving up for Aaron in the podcast.
Driving all the way over here. Aaron.
It's like a stick-up button. No, I was joking. But tell us a little bit about yourself, bro, where you grew up. How you came up to the music entertainment industry, and
what are you doing here? What the hell are you doing?
No, just tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Go ahead, it's all you.
Yeah, man. So my name's Sunny. They call me Sunny. That's my artist name. Mm-hmm. Grew up here in Mercedes, Texas. Born here in Wessico. Mm-hmm. Born and raised here in Wessico. Nice. Moved to Mercedes back in like 2000. Maybe I was probably like 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But living in Mercedes since then. About my music, I started my music back in high school, man. Back in 2011, I think, like my end of my junior years when I started getting into the music. I actually was in like a band first.
Really?
We're doing like deathcore type.
Oh damn!
Oh.
So I was like, yeah, no, I was doing like. So I don't know if you're familiar with like Bring Me the Horizon and stuff. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, I would try to imitate Oliver Sykes' screams and stuff.
Holy
man.
Crap!
Oh
dude.
Damn!
Back in the day, yeah, that's what I started doing. And I was going towards the music side, and then I was in the band for a while, and we just never really got into like the whole practicing all the time. You know, everybody was always doing their own thing, so. Like, man, I want to keep doing music, you know, like venture off into the music, but I mean, how? So I was just One day, one of my homeboys invited me to a studio there at his house, and just got in there.
The Achilles heel of any band is practice.
We did this last week. It was always a hassle to get everybody together. It would be like once a week, and then it's never really worked out, man.
Right. No, I hear you.
I don't think any of those guys make music anymore, to be honest. Really? So, it just tells you where their mind was.
Right.
Yeah. Well.
So growing up here, born here in Wesco, grew up in, you said, Mercedes. What were your intentions of going to the music business? As far as, I know the rock thing didn't work out, but how did you lean into the hip hop scene?
So, like I said, one of my friends just invited me to the studio one time, and we just started freestyling, just bullshitting, you know, just whatever, doing whatever, and they told me I was pretty good, so I was like, well, might as well keep trying it, and I just started getting into it, man. I actually performed for the first time at my high school in front of everybody, man, so that was...
Oh, great.
That was kind of, you know, nerve-wracking during a pep rally.
Oh, dude. Yeah, those are the best ones.
And then so after I did that, you know, I kind of started getting a little bit of a name, you know, and people started, you know, liking the music. So I just continued to do it, man. And I mean, I love it, man. It's like an escape for me, you know, and I, you know, it's pretty cool.
One of my questions I like to ask a lot of hip hop artists is that when you write your music, lyrically, the beats I know come along. Well, actually, the beats actually come out first.
It just depends, because sometimes I like to put my notes in my phone. So when I could literally be anywhere and I'll hear something and something snaps into my head and I jot it down.
Right.
And then I'll hear a beat later and then I'm like, oh, this goes perfect with that.
Right.
So it just depends. Sometimes I'll hear a beat first and then I'm like, oh, badass. Like, I can write something to this. Right.
Some of your music past experiences or anything? I mean, who were your go-to guys? I mean, when you started doing
the hip-hop scene? When I first started doing music, man, I looked up to, I still do, is Lil Wayne, man. I've always liked the punchlines, you know, the things you gotta kind of like think outside the box, like, what is he really? Oh, he has double meaning to that, you know, double entendres.
Right.
So yeah, I've always looked up to that type of. That's kind of like the type of music I try to make, you know.
Right.
Snappy punchlines, you know, clever little punchlines, stuff like that.
And you've been doing this for many years?
12 years, probably. So I started back in. Yeah, like 2011, 2012. Yeah, about 12, 13 years.
Now. Okay.
Dang, dude.
Wow. It's just. I mean, I was on and off, but it just didn't start popping off till like, I want to say maybe like last year, the year before. Mm-hmm. That's when I started, like, I think after COVID is when I really started to. COVID hit and everybody just came out.
It was like a reincarnation. Yeah, it was like a reset, bro. Yeah, it was like a reset.
Well, everyone had time to like actually, you know, do that
find themselves. That time with themselves. And after COVID, everything kind of changed. I became a barber.
There you go.
Something too, you know. It was something that just came out of nowhere, man. COVID just kind of changed everything for everybody. I guess
you felt that call to cut people's hair.
So yeah, man. I was actually just in and out of jobs at the time because of COVID, you know. And
So I was
just like, man, I need to find something that I could like fall back on, you know.
That's gonna
stick. Shit ever hits the fan,
right?
You know? I gotta make sure I have something that I'm not like, hey, I gotta clock in and clock out, or you know what I mean. I actually can be my own boss. And. And yeah, man, I called the barber school, showed up, and
there you go.
Went at it.
You see, you already got your first comment here. Shout out to Sonny, man. We just dropped a new truck today, or track.
I think it's a track.
It's all on major stream platforms.
Ice Tray, man. We just dropped that. It's on all streaming platforms.
And then he corrected himself. He put track.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
I'm not going to be able to let that go. New truck.
You got to drop a new truck.
Where's that truck?
I want that truck. Where's that?
4x4?
What do we got? We got Lord to the ground.
La Ranger.
The Ranger, bro. Lele. I don't know. No, man. So you're doing the hip hop thing and all that. You say you got 12, 13 years under your belt already.
Pretty much.
Now, take us back a scenario, or a true scenario, when you got on the stage for the first time. I know you said you did it first in your high school.
First time was going, in high school.
High schools, you know, those count. I'm not gonna lie to you, those count.
Yeah.
But the ones that really count is when you're out in the open public.
So
those are the ones.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So it was probably like right after high school. I was like 18. We performed at Envidia's. You remember where Envidia's was at? It used to be Valley Girls over here. We performed there, man. And long story short, I'm performing on stage. You know, crowd's feeling my vibe. And I went Texas Trail, and some guy was in the crowd. I guess he thought I was throwing bayuco. So he started some shit, man. And long story short, fucking chairs were flying and everything. People were getting tased and taken out. So yeah, that was a performance to remember, man.
All right, who bought the bayuco?
That experience.
Damn,
it was pretty crazy, man.
Dude, man, that's crazy.
But I kept performing. You know, I finished my songs. I kept performing, finished songs. People got tased and got taken out. But it is what it is.
It was an awesome concert.
The show must go on.
Best ever. I shit myself. Pocket sand, man, pretty much, man. So you're doing the gig, you know, everybody has their moments on stage. This official public gig that you had, I mean, sometimes the worst experience or the best experience, because you kind of learn from them real quick.
I'm not performing at strip clubs. That's one thing that I don't do.
You know, and now that you've moved on from that, I mean, are there certain venues that you say these are memorable venues that I've done in the past couple of years?
The last one that I just did was last memorable one was at Clayton's, man, this spring break.
It was pretty
crazy. Actually, Freddie Honda was out there too that same day. We hit the stage like right after each other. But yeah, man, the crowd was awesome. You know, people really interacted with me. And
right.
Clayton's always has an amazing vibe.
It was packed, man. I've done Clayton's before, but not at this level. You know, this spring break was pretty intense.
Spring break during the Iron Man, it's crazy, bro. I mean,
it's a lot of people. It used to be, though. Back in the day, it would get even crazier. You know, like 2016, that era, that was
right.
Crazy, so.
Oh, no boobies?
Nah, that was boobies.
Oh, okay.
Definitely that was boobies.
Woo! That was boobies. It was Mardi Gras all over again, right? But yeah, I mean.
Nah, yeah, it was a good show. Like I said, that was a good interaction with the crowd. And, you know, man, I got the whole crowd to say Puro 956 with me, man. It was
awesome.
That's awesome, man.
The whole crowd to scream it.
And being in those concerts, I mean, being in a venue like that, there's always the artist at the end of the night that closes out, which is the main artist, the main attraction.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you happen to get? Sometimes they stick around and they like to listen to the local talent.
So we did the day show, so I didn't get to stay for the night show. But that night it was actually Jeezy that night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I didn't get to stay that night because like I said, we performed during the day, which was like around 3 or 4, and then they.
I wasn't trying to stay out there,
man. It was pretty hot, and I was dressed. I wasn't wearing no.
Oh shit!
So I was like, I gotta get out of here, man. It's hot, man.
They told me to come in a tux, man. Yeah. What the hell?
I had to keep the image, man. I was right. Sure stood out. So.
Right now, I mean, now that you've done that, I think when you perform at Spring Break, that's like a kind of. Already looking through the window from the outside in already, you know, getting a view of what a large crowd looks like.
From a large crowd.
Now, when you're up there, take us step by step. When you're up there for this event, you go out there, you see the crowd out there.
Honestly, man, when I get on stage, I feel like everything just goes blank, dude.
What's your prep, pretty much, before you head out there?
Smoke. You know, I just calm the nerves down.
Right.
I mean, that's something I do on the daily, you know. But, yeah, just calm the nerves down. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I'm not Aaron out there. I'm Sonny, you know. So I just switched the whole vibe. Yeah, and so I took theater arts in high school, man. So okay. I remember when we're in theater arts, they always told us, don't like, don't focus on anybody, because that's when you're gonna,
yeah,
that's when you're gonna freak out.
You lose yourself, yeah.
So you gotta just kind of like, I kind of just look into the crowd. Shades help, you know, shades help
when
you're
out there. Yes, they do.
Yeah, just kind of just go with the flow, man. Go with the flow.
You also have to like kind of project yourself to the
people. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I go with the flow, so I kind of see like how the crowd's interacting with me. Mm-hmm. Like that day, I had merch, so I was throwing shirts, and I had a water gun. It was fun, man.
Nice. There you go.
I think somebody even threw. I look back in the footage. Somebody threw a fucking hot dog. So I'm like way in the back, and we got the drone. We got the drone footage.
Eat something.
It was some guy from way in the back. He just
glizzies for you.
Yeah. Shout out to Glizzies.
Through the glizzy, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man. And that's crazy, man, because like I said, when you perform in an island, like at the island or those kind of venues, there's always a crowd, bro, it gets crazy. You get so many people, they go nuts.
I mean, they're out there partying all day, man.
Yes, exactly. It's 9 o'clock starts. There, yeah, 9 o'clock starts. 9 a.m, 8 a.m, that's
lit,
it.
Man,
let's go. We're going to be the whole week here. Let's just go. You know, and that's been happening for years and years.
Coca-Cola Beach, man, since back then, man.
Yep. I want to talk longer than that, Aaron.
Yeah, they're going on for a long time.
You know, it's been for a long time. And, you know, performing in the island and that atmosphere, you know, like I said, it's like looking from the outside in, because you're getting a clear view of what it looks like if you go out to a bigger venue.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're in front of not just hundreds, but thousands of people out there, you know, and to see that, you know, put that on your resume.
No, of course, you know,
that's amazing. It's amazing.
Something to put on the
resume.
It's
amazing, man. So now you're doing these tracks. Have you got any albums out right now as we speak?
Albums, no, man. So one thing that I learned with my engineers and people that I've just made music with in the past is I haven't put an album out yet, just because, like, I feel like I'm not at that level to, like, to have someone sit through a whole album, you know, you gotta really fuck with that person, you know what I mean?
Right, so, right.
I've just been dropping singles, you know, videos right now. That's pretty much my main thing right now. Right now, I'm focusing right now on videos, because I dropped about 12 songs to date from the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanna try to get videos out for each one, you know.
Yeah, if you guys watch the actual commercial I put out for this episode, the music playing in the background is actually
the spring break performance.
Yeah, that's Sunny is actually playing on the background.
Yeah.
And when I was listening to it, I'm like, wow, it got some nice little beat to it.
Oh, yeah,
that's
the video we did for, so I actually, we made a video for spring break. I made a music video, so it kind of like, it shows a little bit of behind the scenes what went down out there.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool, man.
I got another person here. It's this Onda Beats saying, saludos. What's going on, man?
My boy Chronicle, man. We actually have a song out together. He's a producer, man. He made a beat for me. Custom beat. I don't know if you heard the Coco Rayao song. I know you
Yes.
So we did a little remix to that. It's called Coco Tumbao.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Made the beat custom, man. Chronicle on the beat. Shout out Chronicle, man. Makes beats.
I'm gonna
in front of you, real custom beats.
Let me throw. I'm gonna throw you a little history here. So you can just, now that you mentioned that, I married into a family. My wife's father was a drummer in a band back in the 50s called Eddie. I think it was called Eddie Garza y su Grupo. And little did I know, when I met my wife, I was a guitar player. You know, I didn't know my future suegro is a drummer. And then I started digging on what he played, music he played, kind of music he likes. Turns out to be, and this is, and my wife's like, don't say nothing. No, I'm going to say it, because I'm proud to be part of that, be part of something like that. They are the original writers original writers of El Coco Rayao.
Oh, wow.
And it's, when you hear, before Ruben Vela bought the rights to it, you hear it, you like, you freak out like, wow. And I go, wow, that's my suegro playing the drums in the background, man. Awesome, awesome, awesome player. But yeah, just a little history that you go, to know that, bro. Yeah, and they were all, I think he told me they recorded it in, I think he said in McAllen, I think that's what he said, or somewhere, or in Elsa, I'm not sure where, but that's where it first got recorded. So that's what's awesome. And I get a chance and I find the little clip of them playing the original song. Yeah, I'll post it. I'll post it. I'll send it to you so you can hear it. You're gonna freak out like, what the hell? It's an awesome, man. It's just mind blowing, you know. And I tell my suegro all the time. I go, suegro, I promise you, I'm gonna find you that album and give it to you, man. Find it, and I'm gonna find it for you so I can give it to you so you can have it. Because unfortunately, there was a huge crosswinds where they live. They live in Grajeno, Texas, a small little town south of Sherland. Crosswinds came out and destroyed a little storage shed where they had all their stuff.
Everything's gone, lost.
So I'm hoping to find that in particular album for him so I can give it to him one of these days, hopefully praying. But yeah, man, that's just a little history for you guys to know. Yeah, I got B saying that's dope. Oh, look, your favorite buddy, Jacinto, saying where can we listen to your stuff?
So you can find me on all streaming platforms. It's Sunny the way it's spelled on, I guess it's on the screen.
I'll get you right there.
But yeah, I'll get you. Sunny on any streaming platform, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube.
Let me put it up there.
Amazon so Music, whatever right there. You use.
If you want to go and check out also his Facebook page.
Yeah, if you go to my Facebook page has all my links on there. So you
can go check that out, man. Check that out. Concerts, man. I mean, being a artist that you say you are, doing your thing and everything. I know the best part of being a musician or an artist, you got to go to gigs. You got to go to venues. So you can get ideas, you know. It's like not checking out the competition, but checking out what am I doing to improve what, you know.
Yeah, no, I see, like, even when I do small shows, man, I see it like, I mean, I still give it my all because I see it like as practice, you know.
Right, right.
I mean, either you never know who's in the crowd at the same time.
Exactly.
You know, you gotta make sure you give it your best.
But exactly.
Yeah, shows coming up. I have next month, we're having like an Independence Day show in Harlingen.
4th of July?
Yeah, it's the 5th.
So the 5th, okay, on Saturday. All right.
But yeah, it's gonna be like a little Independence Day shout out Jordan Scott. He's the one that put it together.
There you go.
Yeah, it's gonna be a dope event. There's a pretty good lineup of artists that are gonna be there. Yeah, man, it's gonna be pretty fun.
What were you gonna say, Chu?
No, nothing. I was just wondering to myself, like, if any of the competition that he's heard is, like, you know, kind of blowing him away by how much he liked it, or, you know, just the sound that they were making.
Yeah, man, I get a lot of love from these other artists out here, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't really gotten any bad feedback, you know, but I mean, yeah, most of us out here, you know, that are out at these shows, you know, we support each other, you know.
Right.
That's how it should be, you know. That's how it should be.
That's how I hope it would be. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there is some that don't support, but I mean that's just how it is. It's just how it is with anything.
It's,
you know,
so hard in the RGV. I mean,
it's with everything, man. You can't do anything out here because everybody's always envidiosos.
Yeah, todos, bro. Yeah. It's the truth.
That's how it really is, bro.
I've seen great musicians come in here and their music is top notch, man. You're like, damn, dude, why isn't he having gotten, you know, heard down here? You know, they know who they are, but it's always that one bad apple. Anybody can do that, bro. Anybody can do that.
That's the bad
But thing, bro. If I've learned anything, and I talk to my brother a lot on what he's doing with his buddy, they down here, it's hard, but moving up, going out of the 956 up north,
right.
Corpus Christi, right, San Antonio, Austin, even out of the state of Texas, it's like a whole different vibe.
No, the music,
everybody wants a piece of you.
Everybody's like, so I performed out in Dallas, performed out in Dallas, man, and the crowd is just, I mean, the people come together, man. It's crazy.
Right.
It's so many people. Everybody gets together and everybody's hanging out with each other. You
right,
know? It's,
right, right.
Everybody's networking, you know. So it's very, very different down here.
Yeah.
Very, very different.
Jacinto's throwing ideas for you for your next video. Said put you in a bikini and get him into one or two of your videos, and that's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, so, hey, Mike.
I'm sitting right here. I don't see a contract in front of me. There's an
Not attempt. Saying, not saying here that he won't do it.
won't do it.
Go ahead, Jeremy. No, Jeremy. I'll take my leg off right now, guys.
Here's another thing. So that's the problem with the Raza, not the Valley. You have one Mexican trying to succeed, and you have 5 or 10 other trying to keep up with them. That's it's so sad. Yeah,
yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah, you heard him, dude. Somebody threw a glizzy up on stage.
That was pre-race. Like, I know somebody was just partying.
Wars have started that way. Yeah. All right, wherever you are when you threw that, I know what you're doing.
I can already see the news. Sad news today in South Pryor. Somebody got hit in the eye with a hot dog, and a hot dog war began. Military services had to come down with mustard, ketchup, onions.
Local Bayoncos are blamed for it. And
local gang members came in with hot dog buns. But, but yeah, that's crazy. But, yeah, dude, it's crazy, bro.
So but, you know, I could just interrupt.
Go for it.
Like, what you're saying about, like, moving up, like, in a way that's a blessing, too, because you know that people want to hear your sound. I hate to keep bringing it up, but for a while there, like, we had people, like, in New York requesting the information about a lot of the musicians that we had on the podcast.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's all it is, man. It's just like, I feel like we're just in a bubble down here, man. Like, we just don't want to let in. Like, hey, we're all like crabs in a bucket down here, bro.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
If we're all going to be down here, or you're going to be down here with us.
Yeah,
like,
where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how it is, man.
Non-stop. Yeah, and we did have that connection with a big shout out to First Night up in, he's doing empowerment videos now on YouTube. You can catch him on Sunday mornings. He had a good thing going as far as a radio station up there.
He had his own pirate radio kind of situation.
Yeah. He had his own pirate radio thing. And a lot of local artists were able to jump on that platform. They were being heard in Seattle, New York, L.A., Florida, you know, wherever he could branch out to. And a lot of people got playbacks on their stuff, and they were noticed, you know. So it's like I said before, it's hard to you gotta want it no matter what. Definitely. No matter if anybody tries, like I said, craps in a bucket, you get pulled down, lose a leg, go. No point in telling you.
I'm trying real hard not to. I'm trying real hard, but yeah, no, I get what you're saying. You know, just, you know, do what you gotta do.
You gotta go against the odds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. And like I said before, you know, talking to my little brother, he says the action up north is crazy.
Oh yeah.
For an RGB artist to, you know, take a chance to jump out of the valley and head up north and try to get heard, you'd be surprised.
Oh yeah,
man. Right there, you guys. It's like
it was my first time. Like, I took my wife and my kids, and they stayed at the hotel, and I literally just went to the show by myself, man. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty nerve-wracking, too.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know anybody out here, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. But the acceptance that you got.
Yeah, it was. I got the acceptance. You know,
exactly. And that's awesome, the thing. That's the thing, you know. And not to bring down the beautiful RGV itself, but there's some artists that are just impeccably good. They're great artists, you know. There's a lot of young talent.
There's a lot of untapped talent.
Yes, and it's like a untapped keg. Yep. You know, nobody will. No, leave that one. Leave that for later. We don't want to touch that. That's for the casting couch.
This beer is far too delicious and refreshing. What are you doing?
Like, yeah, you see, and Hazi says, "Yeah, chew, lose the leg."
But anyway, it's getting personal. Where's my packet of hot dogs?
I'm gonna start flying to the podcast in a couple of minutes, bro. But
what the fake,
right? Yeah, pocket sand with mustard. But it's like I said, like a crab of buckets, man. You try so hard to get out of here, but people, or try to make something big for yourself,
somebody,
and people
tries
just
to top it.
Top it on top of that, or you know, it would be a beautiful thing. Like I said, the community itself, far as artists, I mean, I've been seeing it more and more now with first of all, a lot more now. You know, it's calmed down quite a bit in the talking to Jacinto himself, the wrestling industry down here. I mean, I've been seeing that.
Yeah.
It's been blossoming, man. I mean, the way they go back, hey, man, I have a show this week. Boom, they go over there. I have a show. Boom. It's like back and forth. They're all working together. It's growing. And a shout out to Nikki Fuego, man.
Oh, she's doing amazing.
She's doing amazing. And yeah. She's a local wrestler girl that just graduated from high school.
Yep.
And she's still soaring, man. She went got to Florida. She was able to wrestle in front of a bunch of legends out there. You know, got to talk to legendary talent that gave her advice. You know, that's what something like yourself, when you go out to these big venues, like when you went to Dallas, you were up there. Was there anybody out there that tried to give you a little bit of advice? Hey, man.
No, yeah, like I said, we are all networking. I got some connections with some DJs out there. And so, I mean, I'm tapped in now. So whenever I want to go back to Dallas, you know, they wanted me to do a podcast out there too now. And so
that's badass.
Right, okay. Back, you know, I have something to do now if I go back out there. You know,
right.
Connections.
And that's the thing.
Artists that wanted to do some features and stuff like that too. That was actually people from all over, man. I actually met an artist from St. Louis. He drove all the way from St. Louis to Dallas for that show.
Wow.
So, you know, I got to get connected with him, and, you know, we got our exchanged our social medias, and, you know, and now we're connected. Now I'm connected in St. Louis, you know, so
And that's the thing. You need to network. A lot of people don't understand that networking is a key point. You know, you try to network down here, you can network all you want down here.
It's going to stay here, though.
Yeah, it's going to stay here. It's never going to get pulled out. If you need to take a chance and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to try and network with somebody from LA. I'm gonna try to network with somebody from New York. Look for somebody in Ohio, somebody in Washington.
Could be a small little town somewhere out there. Yeah.
Reach out. Yeah. It doesn't hurt to do that because, I mean, you never know. You reach out and you collab on something, it becomes something huge.
You never know.
Because that's the way artists, I mean, you tell me a rock band where not all of them, but some of them are from the same city.
Most of them come from small towns. From different states.
You know, and that's the way it works. You know, you reach out and you find people that are on the same page with you.
Match here, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So it's crazy, man. I mean, I hope it blossoms even more than what you have right now down the line. So I'm gonna take a quick time out and big shout out to all our sponsors. Did a little something different with you guys. If you're listening to the audio, I'm gonna say it through audio first. Big shout out to Triple J Plumbing. Great plumbers, licensed plumbers. You want to get a hold of them, give them a call. You can find them on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and on our True New Podcast. Get all their information. Another big shout out to Anotis Construction. Great craftsmanship, great contractors, take care of residential, commercial,
yep,
remodel, and renovation.
Great.
Give them a call, give Tony a call. That'll be on our website, also on their Facebook page. Also, a big shout out to Javier Cavazos, man, helping us out for 1 month, promoting his summer camp.
Yes.
Wondering how to ride horses.
Still going.
Check us out on our True New Podcast, and we'll give you the direct link to how to sign up. And last but not least, a new sponsor to the podcast.
We love this guy.
Freddie Honda. Supporting our podcast this month, man. Awesome work. Pandora's Box. You want to get with this guy, let him know. He will give you the hookup. Great artist, nonstop. So that is our sponsors, guys. Thank you. A big shout out to all those that are gladly helping our podcast progress and turn into a bigger platform. Thank you so much. We can say thank you or bigger than that, man. Maybe if Chew took off his leg, that'd be great. But
don't tell me, dude. The button's right there.
So we're back with A-Ron Lopez. I'm sorry, bro. I had to do it.
A-Ron.
Oh, my gosh. So, man, tell us a little bit, what are your hobbies, man? What do you like to do on your spare time when you're not riding? I know you say you have a wife and a kid.
Yeah, I got
and
everything. A wife.
You know, I know spending time, family time is the number one thing.
Yeah, but, of course, man. Family first, always. So I have my wife and I have my little boy and my stepdaughter. My little boy just turned 3, actually.
Happy birthday. Yeah, so.
Celebrated his birthday.
There you go.
I like to skateboard.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I've been skating since I was like 10, man.
There you go.
Nice.
Have you tried that park that's over there in, I think it was it in Edcouch or
something like that? I haven't gotten to it, man. It looks pretty cool, though. I haven't. So last, I must say like 3 weeks ago, I fucked myself up at the La Feria skate park. So I wasn't able to walk for like 3 weeks. Yeah, it hurts now, man. It hurts a lot more now when you're older.
The key point, Aaron.
Just walk it off.
Walk it off.
Rub some alcohol on it. It'll be fine.
Key point,
did you tape it? Did you video it?
I didn't.
Damn it!
I didn't, man. No, yeah, I rolled my ankle pretty bad, man. It was pretty bad.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I've seen videos of people riding skateboards. They get hurt. And
you ever remember that show Scarred back in the
day? Yes, dude, that show was bad. Dude. Oh my god, dude.
That show was bad,
man. Bro, I've seen.
It was cringe to watch, but you still want to watch it.
Dude, that's messed up. I want to go try that.
Come on, do it. Don't be scared again.
No shit, dude. I like watching. I like watching shows like that, bro. Like stuff that, you know. Skateboarding to me when I used to growing up, I thought it was cool watching it. Then the rollerblade thing came in, and you know, because there's a lot of skating rinks back in the day in my day. You know, there's a couple left, but skateboarding was something that I saw a lot of my friends would do in high school. Sometimes, you know, you got those guys that would skate to their class, or they would skate home, skateboard home and stuff like that. And you know, I was like, bro, that's. Seems kind of cool, but I know I'd fall flat on my ass if I try to rock that shit. So, I mean, so you started at a young age with that?
Yeah, I started skateboarding, back when I was, like, probably, like, 8 or 9, man. I was young.
Wow. What made you want to start skateboarding?
So, my sister's ex-husband actually was a skater back in the day, so...
Tony Hawk. I saw him. Understand. Tony Hawk, all right.
Yeah, I saw him doing it one time, and yeah, man, I just kind of got into it, and... Mm.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, look at this. I got another. Got another answer from Jacinto. He's a skater. Hit you with the board.
Yeah. Really?
Wow, bro. Jacinto loves Jacinto, you.
I'm blocking you, Jacinto. All right. That was the third strike.
Joke's on you. I got control of the board.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Keep sending him, Jacinto. Keep sending him. But
I am calling your mic.
So you're doing the skateboard thing, and so, I mean, did he take you under his wing and start showing you the ropes to it? Or
not what? Really, man. He just kind of showed me like
jump on.
he showed me how to do an ollie, and just from there, I kind of like
really.
He just picked it up, man.
Really.
Back in the day, there was no like phones and stuff. So it was all I would always get those magazines, man, like Trans World magazine.
Yeah.
So I would always get those. That was the first thing I would do, man. I would go to HEB and my mom would do her shopping, and I would run to the magazine and just be looking at those magazines.
So you're the kid over there messing up the magazine.
Yeah. Do they even have a magazine? I don't know.
You know what? I really don't think they do anymore. No, they. I mean, going down
the. They're like at Walmart or something, you know. But
Walmart, right by the.
Electronics.
They have the wall but still.
HEB. But they used to have that little nook where.
They even have the dirty little magazines in the back covered with the sleeves.
The black sleeves.
Oh yeah.
That's gonna stop a 15-year-old to go back there and check that out. But yeah, dude, I remember that HEB still has them. I think when you're ready to pay, they have a couple of them, but it's like
a little bit,
not as much as it used to be.
I think
you need to go like to Barnes and Nobles now to actually go in there, because I mean the magazine thing back in the day, I would pick up Guitar World, I would open it up and check out the tabs, you know, gotta learn how to play a song, you know, and I would do that, you know, that was fun back in the day, dude, to learn these
find your favorite pick of the month,
literally, that or swing by and look for the swimsuit issue from Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, that's right. Guitars wearing bikinis. It was so hot.
Dude, that's an idea.
Patented
right now. Yeah. But yeah, dude. So, I mean, besides skateboarding, what else do you like to do in your time off?
I'd like to say I'm a amateur streamer. I like to play Fortnite.
Dude, I'm a gamer myself. I could never get the idea of Fortnite. I guess it's just I'm getting older and I can't do the whole shoot, build.
Dude, there's some sweaty people on there, man. It's crazy.
I don't think it's that anymore, dude. I think it's just shoot.
Now is it more?
No, so they have two modes. You can use the zero build and build. I like to do the build mode because I mean it kind of saves your ass sometimes.
Oh, okay.
It saves your ass sometimes.
I see, and Jacinto says that's the way Chu lost his eye.
Jacinto, go to bed already. It's 8:00. I'd be in bed right now.
Lights up for the old folks home.
Turn the lights up.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm a gamer myself. I like the game a lot. What's one of besides Fortnite? What was one of your favorite games to play?
Like growing up, or
yeah, right growing now? Up.
Growing up, man. I remember GTA, man. GTA, Vice City.
Oh,
Vice City, dude, man.
You're talking my language.
Bro, that's
I think that's one game I'm really looking forward to, the new GTA.
I've been waiting for this game to come out, bro.
It's gonna be shit when it comes out.
They keep pushing it back.
It's like, oh my god.
Yeah,
they're gonna drop it. We're gonna expect so much. It's not. Yeah, it's not gonna get our expectations.
It's good now. I mean, don't get me wrong. If anybody's a GTA fan 5 that play right now, I hate you. It's not. There's so many little glitches now.
Oh yeah. It takes like an hour to load up into a game.
And not only that, you're playing online with your buddies. You know, you're doing missions, and there's always, you know, this. It's a closed mission. And there's always somebody that comes in and just messes up the whole thing.
Somebody leaves, and then you have to quit.
Oh, dude, I hate that. All the heists.
You're like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, Twisted Metal is also another good. Yeah, because he was like, Twisted Metal was the bomb back in the day. Yeah, it was, dude. But GTA, we used to play a lot. I think you used to play with us online, right? When we used to play GTA back in the day.
Yeah,
we would do heists and everything, and then all of a sudden, heist failed. What happened? Someone's internet went out. Like, dang it!
Joe's internet dropped again. Damn it! Why do we keep inviting him?
Hotspot.
I'm not sure you were playing with us that night. We were doing a heist. We had to steal that Air Force jet and bring it out to the southern lands of out there in somewhere, some beach.
Oh, you got to land it in.
Yeah, you got to land it somewhere.
That other
airport, like landing strip, whatever. And it was. Before Ro, before Joe, Quez, and myself, us four were playing it.
Right.
And we stole the jet. We made it. We finally made it. My brother was fighting back, going, yeah, we're celebrating. We made it. We're jumping up and down. And we go, okay, dude, land it.
You gotta land it, dude.
So he's coming down real slow. He's landing it. And we think it's already landed. And then all of a sudden, you see him eject. What the hell? He said, like, oh, blows up. We all die. Dude, we could not stop laughing. We wasted 3.5 hours to get this stupid jet. We finally get it, and you let me, and you eject at the end. Are you kidding me? Bro, that was the joke.
Talk about
surprise, bitches.
It was like the funniest shit ever, dude. And then we would just get bored and just shoot each other. Kill it. You know? It's just one of those games. I'm really into the GTA, but I really like the Ghost Recon. I try to get into the Call of Duties.
Not really
a Call of Duty game.
It's just a little too...
I don't know.
They're trying to be like Fortnite now.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like you would kind of think people that play Fortnite would like to play something like Call of Duty. On top of that, you know, it's Call of Duty is kind of close to what Fortnite is, and Fortnite's kind of close to what
Call of Duty is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. So
these days,
yeah. And do you stream online also when you game?
I stream on Twitch, man.
Oh, shit. How's that going?
I have like 29 followers.
It's something, bro. And I'll give you a kind of a thing that Ro and I have been talking about for the last couple of days. But tell us how your streaming is. Tell us a little bit about that. How can we follow you there?
So you can just follow. It's the same thing pretty much as Sunny NWO. That's pretty much my handle on
IG. And do you compete with other people that are on there? Or?
So no, I just stream and I play Fortnite, man. It's a closed server, though, right? What's that?
You got a closed server. It's just your friends, your media.
Yeah, whoever. I mean, it's open. I mean, anybody can see it. Yeah, but if you're following me, it'll pop out on your feed. You know what I mean?
That's badass.
Yeah, I play with my wife's the sweaty one, man. She's the one that's pretty good. So I got her into it's crazy. I got her into the game.
Yeah.
And now she's better than me, dude. It's crazy, dude.
This ain't fair, babe. This ain't fair.
Yeah, man. And then sometimes she'll just leave me, and I'm like, dude, help me. I need help.
You know what the sad thing is? You say that, my son, when we start playing Ghost Recon, I think it's the one where they're fighting the cartel on the other side, Wildlands.
On the Wildlands. Yeah.
And I saw my son. I go, hey, you want to play? Mijo, he goes, oh, no, Dad, come on, play. You know, play with me. All right, cool. So he goes, all right, I'll play. So he started playing, and then I would get off. He would continue playing. So after a while, you know, he would play on his own and online, and, you know, he would meet up with some people online, what so have you, and about a week rolls by, you know, whatever, and I'll jump online with him, play for a little while. Hey, let's play. He goes, okay, Dad, I'm playing right now. I go, with who? with a bunch of people. With we have a, I told you, it's a small little platoon. I'm like, okay, all right, interesting, all right. So I jump in, and it's three guys. You can hear them talking. It was, all right, we're gonna go like this, blah 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 blah. And I'm like, I jump in. Who's this? And then my boy goes, that's my dad. He goes, oh, you're Lone Wolf's dad. I go, Lone Wolf? Who the hell is Lone Wolf? Lone Wolf. They go, that's what we call your son, Lone Wolf. I go, what do you mean? Oh, you'll see in a minute. Like, all right, whatever. So I'm like, all right, what do you want me to do? Just hang back. You got a sniper? I got a sniper rifle. I'll hang back. I'm pretty good with it. Okay, hang back. We're going to go right mid. And Lone Wolf, he goes, yeah, do your thing. I'm like, do your thing. And I'm checking. Bro, he goes into a little village, dude. AWOL Rambo, dude. Killing everything inside. I'm all like, oh my God. I go, yep, he does this every time, man. Your boy's a bomb. Damn. I go, damn. This is only in 1 week, and this kid picked up. And I'm talking to these guys, and they're, I asked them, where you from? One of them's from Dallas. The other one's from Houston. The other one's from, I think he said Florida. And he goes, okay, oh, that's cool, man. He goes, yeah, your son has some talent, man. We're actually ex-Marines. I'm all like, what? Is your son ever planned to a star? He's never going to enlist, man.
He's not going to enlist. He's not going to enlist.
No. But yeah, dude, it's crazy because I feel you, man. You show somebody how to play a game, and they just poof. They like surpass you real
one
quick.
Day I just started playing with her. I'm like, damn, dude, when did you get this good? I feel like it just happened out of nowhere, man. Because I remember where I was showing her how to mark stuff and how to, like, you know, right, and now right. She's just like building them. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, she's probably got time to be sweaty about it too, right?
Yeah, well, she's stay-at-home wife, so she has to play. Yeah. She gets to play.
She has the upper hand on me.
I'm out here working like a sucker, and you're at home.
And you're a high-core streamer.
That's what I told her, man. If you start streaming, you'll probably get some followers. Man.
Yeah. And she doesn't even have to say anything. She can keep the mic off and just go. That's interesting. Yeah, I totally hear you.
She'll probably pass me the followers too, man. She probably will.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
How'd you get 300 followers in one day?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, babe, you can stop worrying. Why? I'm making enough money for both of us now.
Don't worry about it.
Stay home, take care of kids, let mommy do the work.
God damn it, we need the faster internet. This is bullshit.
No shit, we need faster internet. That's crazy, man. Yeah, I feel you do. When you give a little, people just sometimes just take it and run, man. Yeah. And that's awesome. That's awesome that she's got that little hobby, bro, that doing that stuff. And I know it's having kids in your life is a total different aspect of life, man.
It's a game trying to play with the kids, because my 3-year-old, man, he's getting into everything right now. So
really? Really?
Yeah, man. I don't know how many baby gates I've gone through, dude. He brings them, dude. He's crazy, dude.
Just stay out of the way, man. Just give him the keys to the house.
We call him David Copperfield. David Blaine.
Yeah, he recently just learned how to open the deadbolt, dude. So it's like,
oh my God.
Dude, he's 3?
You just hear, and then I have the doorbell camera, so you just see him running off and out, just running behind him, snatching him up. Oh my God, dude. It keeps me on my toes, man.
That's good, though, man.
Well, you need to have one of those leash things on at all times,
for
dude.
For real, man.
Like, no kidding.
He'll find a way out of it, too. Don't
worry about it. He'll find a way.
So I had him in just like a couple weeks ago, we're at the outlets, and we had him in the stroller. He literally flipped the stroller over, and he was walking, dragging the stroller, dragging it behind him, like, crawl, like, dude.
That my friend, you is an alpha. That's an alpha right there.
You want to get on the stroller that bad, man? I'll just let you out.
Get me off of this.
Fuck you, mom and dad.
Where you going? Go buy myself a 6-pack.
Yeah, for real, man.
Where are those nudie magazines you were talking about, Dad?
I can't find them anymore.
Hey, you, give me a cigarette.
Jesus, man.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. Some of these kids
are crazy, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I've noticed that. And some of the younger generation is just like, wow, man. They're like
clients,
so
man,
far,
my clients' kids are something else. I'm a barber, I said. So.
Okay, yeah. I'm pretty sure you get stories out of them.
One of my 4-year-old clients caught a... called his mom a big back.
Oh my gosh.
Right in front of her.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my mom's a big back, and I was like, yo.
Yo, oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Hold the phone. What's going on?
These kids have no filter, man. No filter.
Please tell me he heard his dad say that.
He says, yeah, don't let you babysit that kid. We'll take him apart. That's true. That's true. I'm going to make the phone go, Aaron? Yeah. How you doing, man? Chew from Chew New Podcast. That was good. Yeah, I know you want me to babysit. Your kid took off with both of my legs. And my mom.
One of them shouldn't even have come up.
I need a deep explanation of how your kid does this.
To know how.
That boy's going to be a locksmith when he grows up, yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah, so he's crazy too, man. So I got him a little skateboard too, and he's already trying to like stand on it and trying to like.
He wants to follow everything you do.
Yeah, he's trying to do everything I do, man.
That's awesome, man. Because, I mean, kids at that age, at a young age, they want to be just like dad. They want to do what dad's doing.
He's also my biggest fan, man. Whenever I play my music videos, he's just there bumping, and it's badass.
I had that for a while. Now my son listens to my stuff. He goes, Dad, that's cringe.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure you say that.
Why are you always yelling? Why are you always laughing? Your stuff is cringe, Dad.
Put your shirt back on, Dad.
Yeah, pretty much. That's an everyday thing. But anyways, man, 51 minutes into the podcast, man, we're talking about games and kids. That's just, I mean, like I said before, it's because we were talking at the beginning of the podcast. We were like, have you done a podcast before? No, I've been interviewed live. It goes, basically what we do, we want to get to know you, dude. Yeah, we want to know who you are, how you grew up, and, you know, your
Sonny is behind the scenes.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, we want to break down that fourth wall. Pretty much, you know, to see who that person is. Because that's what it takes sometimes. When you want to get to know an artist, you know, yeah, they can be out there performing and do all that. It goes, okay, he's a great artist or he's mediocre or whatever, you know. And you get to come to a show like this and listen to their story. And like, oh, shit, he's kind of just like
he's a pretty cool guy.
He's kind of like me. He's just trying to do what he can do to catch his dream.
A regular guy at the end of the day, trying to follow my dreams, man.
That's all it is. That's one thing. Good for you, following your dreams,
keeping going with it too. Yeah,
and you go, doing that. I mean, I think that's everybody's passion, to follow the dreams and finally catch up to what they want to do.
Oh yeah, man. I think about it sometimes because I see people my age that didn't follow their dreams and they look miserable, man. A lot of people that I see that didn't follow their dreams, or they had to stop, or for whatever reason.
Right.
Yeah, because I mean, they probably see,
I'm still doing it.
You're still doing it. And you're doing all right, and you know they wonder like, well,
what if?
What if? That's what kills.
That's always what I never want to go back and say what if, man. That's
exactly.
That's pretty much all. You know, I don't want to go back and, man, what would happen if I did it? You know.
Right.
Well, let's talk. Let's bring that conversation up. If the day does come where you're one single, it only takes one. Even if it could be a one-hit wonder, it takes one. That one hits, you get the call. Are you...
I'm gone. I'm gone.
I'm rich, bitch. Are you from LaValle? Never heard of it.
Never lived there. Don't know anybody down there.
Anybody there.
I don't know Chewy Doo.
Children? Do I look like I have children?
But no, I mean, you get to that moment. What is it that you feel that you'll be able to process? I mean, what's the next step?
I mean, like I said, I don't know. I take it every day the way I take it every day, like it could happen. So I mean, if it happens, it happens. You know, I don't know what I would do immediately, but I know it's like, it could happen, so, you know, I'm always expecting it, I guess.
Yeah.
You're saying, you know.
It feels like it's right there.
It's right, yeah. I feel like it's right there.
It feels like it's just so close.
And then one day, one day to the next, I haven't made it yet, but one day to the next, my Instagram started fucking blowing up, and I started getting paid on Facebook, you know, so it's just it just happens literally one day to the next, you know. It doesn't happen overnight, but... I hope it happens overnight, but it doesn't happen overnight. I don't know if that makes sense. Because you got to work your way to it. You know, you still got to work for it.
Yeah.
But it's just one day, it's just going to, never know. It's
and then we're talking about that right now as far as, like, you know, as far as social media wise. Ro and I were well, Ro came up with the idea. He showed me, he sent me a chart, and we were going over it, and we're like, this guy goes, bro, if you can, if you don't have that many subscribers, you don't have that many followers, that's fine. If you can get at least 50 people, let's see, 50 people that are dedicated to your Facebook page, to your TikTok, to your Instagram, or whatsoever, YouTube, and they're constantly watching, liking, watching, following everything you do. I mean, I was looking at the scales of that. You're looking at about at least, and then this is, and I'm not messing with you. You can look it up yourself. You're looking at about at least 25 to 30,000 a month. Easy. I go, damn, that's kind of close to what I make in a freaking year. And it's the truth. It's just that you got to want it. You got to be dedicated to it. You got to go out there and look for it. You got to,
it's all a numbers game.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a numbers game. And
the more you put out, the more you get in.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Well, yeah. I've said something similar too. Like I've said, you know, kind of jokingly that if every single one of our followers and subscribers sent us a dollar, you know, we'd have like $5. Right? Yeah. And that's every month, dude. Yeah.
And that made the strip for this week. Yeah.
We have
$5 like hell.
A whole ass Benjamin.
No. Yes. That's a small order of fries for me and you to have tonight.
That's a baked potato at Wendy's, baby.
Well, I mean, we're coming up to 56, so we're gonna start wrapping up in a couple of minutes, man. Upcoming, you said you had some upcoming venues coming up?
Yeah, so yeah, July 5th, we'll be at Luna Sky Lounge over there in Harlingen, Texas. Jordan Scott put that one together. And then I have just, like I said, a bunch of videos, man. I kind of did, so the whole beginning of the year to, I did a lot of shows, man. I did like a little, I made myself like a little mini tour kind of, because I was in McAllen, I was in Brownsville, I went to Fort Worth, Dallas. Mm-hmm. So I had a bunch of shows, you know, and kind of
mini tour Texas, pretty much.
Mini tour Texas. So now I just want to, like I said, I want to focus on the videos because I dropped a lot of songs. Now I just want to put visuals to the videos, you know, I mean, to the music. So that way, you know, visuals always kind of give you a little better aspect of what you're trying to try to put out, you know.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Trap, I don't know if y'all saw the Trap Brady video, but that video was probably one of my best videos I've ever put out.
I was watching bits and pieces, but I was such in a hurry to put the commercial together. I kind of scammed through it a little bit. I was looking at it and go, hey, it looks real professional.
No, yeah, we did. That was Balemar Garcia.
Oh, shout out to Balemar, man.
Yeah. We did that video, man, and I put some thought and effort into that video, man.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the outfits, to everything.
Right.
It was pretty fun.
Right. Nice. Yeah, man. So social medias that we can follow. I know I posted up the QR code and everything, so but more stuff.
Pretty much at SunnyNWO on every platform, Instagram. I think Facebook, it's SunnyNWO with the 6 at the end. But mainly, I mean, each platform. You can literally search me on Google. Search Sunny on Google and everything comes up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've used that line so many times. Yeah. You know,
just type our name on Google.
Google and we pop out like a freaking sore weed on a summer day. You know what I mean?
Like, oh man, there they are.
Oh, damn it.
Here we go.
Not again. Not again. Well, first I want to say is thank you so much for coming to the Chewy New Podcast, man.
Thanks for having me.
All I can say is that, man, just keep doing what you're doing. I mean, keep pushing forward.
Every day, man.
If the hip hop thing don't work, Mama got you on Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Here you go, baby. I'm done. It's your turn. Jump on that video game console. Let's go.
Of course, man.
No, and they're saying hit you. No, he's not gonna hit you, dude. Golly, it's not gonna happen, Jacinto. Jesus Christ,
Jacinto.
He really has it out for you tonight, bro.
Where's Nikki? Where's
Nikki? Defend Nikki. Shoes on her.
I thought we were friends, Nikki. Help a brother out. Right?
But all power to you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep pushing out hits. If there's any, like, your upcoming venues, make sure you shoot them out to us. We'll put them on our Chewy New Podcast Facebook page and our Instagram. We'll try to promote you as much as we can, man. Any last words you want to say to the fans out there?
Not much, man. Just see y'all stay tuned for what's coming next. TDK, by the way, shout out TDK. We just got a new location at the outlet, so y'all want to come check out our shoes, get a haircut. Y'all know where to find me.
Okay.
And yeah, man, that's pretty much it. Much love. Make appreciate y'all for having me out tonight. You know,
TDK. Okay. I think I want to TDK. Go out there and kind of see. Yeah, that bro. Oh, God. Oh. Look at the way. Look at the way you looked at me, dude. Look at the way you looked at me. He looked at the dollar sign. Come on, mother. Come on, you son of a bitch. Come to my house. Cut all that shit out.
give him the TikTok broccoli.
He goes up. Fill out that beer. Get a beer line. Let's go. Let me get the Sharpie out. Turn your back again. But no, man, thank you so much, bro. I appreciate you coming out, man. Sure. And nothing but love to you, man. Hopefully everything works out in the end and you get nothing but success along your journey, bro.
Appreciate
God bless,
appreciate
man. It. That is our episode for tonight. An hour right on the money, Chew. An right. hour right on the money.
Nice. You were right, man.
Nice. Yeah.
I literally went by
so,
quick.
I mean, yeah. It was a great episode. A big shout out to Aaron. That's hey, Aaron. Aaron Lopez, man. Sonny, man. Great guest on the podcast today. We should have a lot of fun posting different stuff. I know last week we posted up the B-roll for... Freddie Honda.
Yes.
And I was the Ewok and I had you as the Wookiee.
Yep.
I just hope we don't get hit with anything. By the way,
George Lucas has bigger problems. Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
By the way, I'm going to let you know, I used AI for that and I described it to a T. A little short teddy bear that is a warrior fighting in space against space pirates. And that's what it gave me. And I did the same thing to yours, dude.
Okay, whatever. But I'm thinking about my Twitch career right now.
Which you're not on anymore because they kicked you out.
I will be back. Spicy Avocado 69 will return.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast for tonight. Next week, 7:30, we have El Chisme on here. It's going to be an interesting one. I don't know if he's going to show up to the pod or it's going to be a video interview. But there's a lot of questions, and I know a lot of viewers are going to be watching that next week.
Chisme, if you want, we can put you behind a sheet, man. We'll do whatever we got to do, man. Don't worry about it.
We do have a ghost. We do have a ghost.
I do believe in ghosts. I do.
Oh, I got one more here. What? Fernando Guillen saying, hell yeah, Sonny got them badass jams. All right, here we go, man. But, guys, tune in next week, 7:30 p.m. We have another great episode for you. Next week, Tuesday. It's on a Tuesday.
Oh, man.
I think. I got. You know what? Let me check it before. I got to check my day.
Get your shit straight.
I'm trying. I got to lean over a little bit to get it straight. No, I was right.
Okay.
June 1st. Which lands July on a Tuesday. 1st. July 1st. See, where am I? Where am I today? Jesus.
October 1st next week, everybody. October the 1st.
And we're in January.
January 2026.
July 1st, we will have that episode live on Facebook like we did today. Thank you so much for inviting us back to Facebook Live. And our YouTube is still running also for those who want to subscribe and watch this episode. Thank you so much, guys. Next week's episode is going to be great. Chew, any last words?
Keep an eye on Valley Musicians, dude. They just keep popping up. It's been a fun ride, you know, getting to know. Hopefully get more, you know, later on in the year as it goes.
Yep. And hopefully we continue to bring up more.
And I hope Sonny answers our phone calls when we call, dude. I'm tired of these musicians dropping us, dude. You better answer our phone calls, man.
Who the hell calling me? Man, hang up the phone, baby. Get back on Fortnite. Anyways, man, thank you so much for watching the episode. Sign us out, Chew.
I've been Chew.
And I am Moo. We'll see you next week, Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Ladies, gang, peace out.
Bye, everybody. Turn the vibe up, let's engage.